Hi guys, welcome to Moses Podcast. Pothead. I'm gonna be talking about the first time that I came to the United States and how the whole environment switched from living in a house made out of bricks to a house made out of wood. The whole environment and the way that I felt throughout the whole path of leaving my country and coming back to this new free land. Unfortunately, I won't be having other points of view like I wanted to, but hey, what real can you get with just the one that experienced it? When I was little, I didn't know what was going on, right? So when my parents told me that we're leaving our home state, right, and we're going to this new place called Miami, I didn't really want it to move because I was comfortable. I knew the people around. I knew where to get stuff. I was comfortable, right? But the thing that I did not see was the crime, the poverty, and the way that we lived, right, in Honduras compared to when we moved to Miami and we lived good. I didn't know that you can live like that. So when I was little, we moved to Miami, Florida. And I can't remember how old I was, but I was really little. All I can remember is saying goodbye to some of our family members and boarding a plane and seeing this language that I have never seen before. I couldn't read it. And people were talking and I couldn't understand them, and I was just afraid and uncomfortable because I was used to people talking in Spanish but not in English. And to be honest, I always wanted to go back. For like 4 years straight, I was always complaining, oh, we should go back, it's better over there, blah blah blah. It was always like that. I was like that for about 4 years non-stop, until I realized how good I had it, right? I was talking to one of my cousins back home, and he was just talking to me about the problems and the issues that they were facing over there. But over here, it was just like another thing. Like, my cousin was complaining about how he always have to get a big pot of water, and then put in the stove to boil it to get warm water. And here, you just twist the knob and you get hot water right there. You don't have to do all that. So that really opened my eyes and was like, wow, we really have it good. It's a privilege to live here the way that we're living right now. And yes, we did move the... around a couple of times. We moved from Miami to Tampa, from Tampa to Boston, from Boston to, I forgot what was it, Boston to another place in Boston, and from Boston to Mansfield, Texas, and then from Mansfield, Texas to Fort Worth, from Fort Worth all the way to, we went to Pennsylvania for a couple of 2 years, then we came to Texas. Once we came from Texas, We stayed here for, this is the longest we have been in the state so far. And the reason why we moved so much is because of our government. My mom and my dad worked as a consulate for the consulate of Honduras, right? They make those little passports that you need to travel. Yeah, they made that for the people that were born in Honduras and that are here in the United States. That's why we constantly move around, because every time that we got a new government, like another side, you know how they have Democrats and Republicans? Yeah, we have like 7 parties, and each year or each 4 years changes. So therefore, each 4 years we had to move because we got a new government established. And every time you get a new party involved, established as the main one, they kick everybody that was already there and put new people, their people that supported them. And that's how it goes. So we had to play around like that for about a really long time until we came to Texas, right? Mom became the president of the consulate, but then another government came and kicked her out, but then told her that she can have her job back if she wanted to. She said no because she was tired of constantly moving. Cause if she had said yes, we had to go move to California, and we didn't want to go there. So that happened. So from that moment, the moment that my mom said no, we were undocumented because we were here with a visa, right? But since my mom said no, we really had no papers, no rights to be here. ¶¶